Paul, Power 96 Sports. The Iowa State High School Football Championships are over. Six classes, and each of them had a number one seed in the game, but only one of those top seeds won the title. And that was Class A champion West Hancock from Britt with their 21-17 win over number five seed Grundy Center. Hey, let's hope that dominance of one seeds continues at the Minnesota State High School Championships Friday and Saturday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Well, actually, I only care about that first game, Black Friday at 10 a.m., when I broadcast the title game for Class A between 11-0 and second-ranked Blooming Prairie and 11-0 and number one-ranked Bold out of Olivia right here on Power 96 Sports and streaming online at kqprfm.com. Austin girls basketball, they're ranked 7th in the state, and they beat Hopkins 59-37 Saturday. Austin boys hockey lost at home Saturday 7-5 to La Crescent Hoka. Austin girls hockey also lost 3-2 at Red Wing on Saturday. The Austin Bruins win 4-0 over the Minnesota Magicians at Riverside Arena Friday night. And they beat the Magicians again Saturday night 5-2 to sweep the weekend and the season series. The Bruins now 11-7-2-2. And they'll be back in action Wednesday night, taking on the Minnesota Wilderness in Cloquet, and return home for a game Black Friday. In college basketball, Lake Superior College beat the Riverland Blue Devils women 77-48 Friday. And then Central Lakes beat the Riverland gals 57-46 Saturday. 5-0 Riverland men beat Lake Superior Friday 81-53 to move to 6-0. Then Saturday, the guys were upset 67-65 by 2-2 Central Lakes to get their first loss of the season. They're now 6-1. Tanner Morgan led the number 11 Minnesota Gopher football team to scores in its first three possessions and finished with four touchdown passes as the Gophers bounced back from their first loss of the season with a 38-22 road win over Northwestern on Saturday. The Gophers are now 10-1 overall, 7-1 in the Big Ten, clinched a share of the West Division title of the Big Ten along with their first 10-win season in 16 years and the sixth in the program's 138-year history. They'll play at home versus number 14 Wisconsin next Saturday with a spot in the conference championship game at stake. Morgan, the Big Ten's leading passer, was sharp following a week in the concussion protocol. The redshirt sophomore has thrown 26 touchdown passes this season to set a school record. Gophers have their first 10-plus win season since 03. Minnesota's previous four seasons with 10 wins or more, 1900, 1903, 1904, and 1905. It's been a while. And with the Minnesota State High School Football Championships coming up this weekend, I checked the list of championship games going back to 1972. Of course, before that, Albert Lee won three straight titles with just one class for the whole state. Everybody played everybody. And then they came up with a class system. I just wanted to see if any local teams made the title games in any of the classes. And lo and behold, New Richland Heartland beat Bird Island 21-19. For the 1976 Class C title at a bicentennial. And, of course, Bird Island is now a part of Bold. Nurhag was only near New Richland Heartland won it again in 1978, 2 years later, over Barnesville, 48-8 in Class B. And that same year, Alden Conger won the Class C football title game, 15-14 over Battle Lake. Since then, nothing in our immediate area. So Bold or Bird Island or Bird Island Lake Lillian, they're going to be playing in their 11th championship game all time on Friday morning. The previous 10, they're 4-6 with two back-to-back campaigns, but they have lost their last four for all the marbles. But at least they got a history. Blooming Prairie? Not so much. 0-0. But hey, got to start somewhere. So go Awesome Blossoms.